Patricia Madrigal unloads donated clothes into her new temporary home, a yellow dome tent at a campground outside of Middletown.
Perdimos todo porque no rescatamos nada.
We lost everything because we couldn't salvage anything.
Her eyes fill with tears.
Porque fue todo de repente.
It was all of a sudden. It was traumatic.
7 years ago, Madrigal illegally moved to California from Mexico. Since that time, she's washed dishes at Harbin Hot Springs Retreat Center. Her 19-year-old daughter worked in the cafe. Along with her home, the center is ashes.
The little that we had is gone.
Including their Mexican birth certificates, her marriage license, and any proof that she and her daughter have lived in the U.S. She's contacted the Mexican consulate to see if duplicates can be made. But so far, the process has been overwhelming. She doesn't know where or how she'll make ends meet.
I feel so sad for what happened. We never imagined this.
Madrigal's daughter, Jacqueline Bergueño, sits hunched over an ice chest, listening to her mom cry. Bergueño was home alone when she was evacuated. She feels guilty that she didn't think to grab the family's documents before escaping.
I didn't get anything. I was too nervous to grab anything.
Including her work permit and her social security card. Bergueño was born in Tijuana, but she has temporary legal status under the federal policy Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. She expects she'll be out of work for at least 2 months while new documents are processed. Meanwhile, she's paying tuition for nursing school, but she's not sure she'll be able to continue classes.
I was thinking of getting like a full-time job and see how it could help.
You mean like drop out of school?
That could be a possibility. I don't want to.
And you hear what's all the Latino family right here.
Wow. And this is Veronica McGee is a local volunteer who is helping Spanish-speaking families who've lost their home in the fire. She drives me to the area of Middletown where many Latino families lived. The block is now a wasteland.
All the apartments, you can see that it's just powder.
Powder is a really good description.
Literally.
She points to a rental property in the area that burned down completely. The skeleton of a truck sits in what used to be a driveway. A statue of St. Francis of Assisi stands erect in the ashes next to a rusty tricycle.
Look at this.
Tonight, McGee is translating at a community meeting at the local elementary school. FEMA representatives are on hand to talk to victims about available aid. Spanish-speaking families listen attentively. There's almost a palpable fear in the air. FEMA rep Alan Anderson tries to reassure them.
FEMA will never turn you into the INS. Our concern is to keep a safe, sanitary roof above your head.
He tells them that it's safe to list their names on forms.
If you have one legal family member in the household, we can register you. That could be even a 3-day-old baby.
But Patricia Madrigal is still nervous. She's terrified that she'll be deported to Michoacán, where she's from, in Mexico.
It's really ugly there. There's a lot of violence and killings. We're scared of where we're from. There's no justice or security. There's nothing there.
And yet, the family may qualify for thousands of dollars in aid because her daughter, Jacqueline, does have temporary legal status under DACA. Madrigal says they'll take the forms back to the campground and think about it overnight. In Sacramento, I'm Leslie McClurg.